Good afternoon and welcome to Hockey Talk. We're here today at the Las Vegas Sun Studios in Henderson. I'm Ray Brewer, along with Las Vegas Wranglers beat writer Steve Silver, breaking down the Wranglers. Steve, good afternoon, my man. How's it going, brother?
Ray, I'm tempted to kick you out of this podcast studio because you were on here last. We were hyping up the team. They're winning 8 in a row. And then they went and they lost 10 in a row. They've lost 12 of their last 13.
Well, Steve,
Ray, you were just bad luck.
I'm a Pittsburgh Pirate fan, and I know you are too, and we haven't had a winning season in, 15 years. And as soon as I showed just a little interest in the Wranglers, the wheels fell off. And there's a lot of reasons why the wheels have fallen off, Steve, but what stands out for you the most? Try to pinpoint it for us. What's been going so wrong of late?
Well, most of this happened on the road trip, and I think being shorthanded is only, you know, exacerbated when you're on the road. You're traveling a lot, and the problem is they had a lot of good talent that mid end of season gets called up to the AHL. That's what you want, but it all came seemingly at the forward position. So they lost their goal scorers. They were playing two defensemen up in winger positions for a while, and you know, yes, they're professional hockey players. They can play, but it's not the same. A guy who makes a career as a defenseman just isn't going to have that same scoring touch as a guy who plays as a forward. So they were shorthanded. They've been shuffling goalies, trying to figure out lines to work. And then they went on this incredible road trip for 10 games, 10 straight games on the road that started back February 18th started. And now they're coming home on Friday, so almost a month of being on the road.
And Steve, we've been at the Orleans Arena, you and I, a high school basketball state tournament, West Coast Conference basketball tournament. The Wranglers have obviously not been there. The road, in my opinion, and I'm not around the team, but just to travel and beat you up. I know they've been shuffling lineups in and out. Do the players, do the coaches, do the management, are they unhappy that they're displaced for other events at the arena? Obviously, the schedule's worked around the high school, which is there every other year, and now the West Coast Tournament, which is signed a five-year deal, and maybe now today we find out that the WAC, the Western Athletic Conference, wants to come in. What's the take of the hockey team in terms of just, you know, being kicked out of their own arena, essentially?
Yeah, I don't think they see it that way. I mean, especially because when you're dealing with the ECHL making, you know, I would not want to be the guy in charge of scheduling, especially when two teams fold midway through the season. You got to redo the schedules. But this is just the way, you know, minor league sports work. You've got long road trips and long homestands, and occasionally you'll have a very short homestand with an away game, come back, you know. But this is just that stretch where they had 10 away games. Now they're home. They've got 5 straight home games. Well, really, they've got 7 home games and an away game mixed in there. So they're going to be home for a while, and then this is it. This is a home stretch. They've got 5 home. They go to Ontario. They got 2 home, 2 away, 2 home, and that's it.
And now this is a part of the year where, you know, obviously they want to turn it up. Steve, 8 out of 9 teams make the playoffs. The Wranglers look solid in that mix, but with the slump of late, is it a chance that they might be that odd team out?
Well, I don't see them falling that far. There is still a lot of talent on that team, and remember, it's winning percentage, it's not points in this conference because of the things that went down earlier in the year. So it's winning percentage, and they're right around that 500 mark. As long as they can just stay there above, I think they'll be fine. And remember, of these games they've lost, 2 of them were in a shootout. 2 of them were in overtime. So they get points for those. I'm not sure what's more valuable, if it's the points or just the way it looks on the winning percentage. And you look at the scores, they're not getting killed. A lot of 2-1 games, 3-2, 5-4, 4-3, they're not a team that's laying down and dying, because I've gotten a number of emails come across about fights and guys getting suspended and things like that. I get these emails from the ECHL all the time telling me about guys who get suspended or get game misconducts, and they're not happy about it. You know, they're frustrated, they're fighting, and I think this homestand is going to be huge. This weekend, 2 straight games at home, It's going to be big. They're giving out rally towels on Friday. Saturday, they got this Superstars thing performing, and I expect big crowds, and they got to do some big things.
Yeah, LasVegasSun.com. Steve will have all your Wranglers news during this homestand. Steve, they've been gone for so long. The lineup with folks getting called up has been shuffled around.
I might get lost in the locker room.
Yeah. Who are they going to throw out there on Friday night? Will the fans recognize them? Who's been playing well lately?
Well, they'll recognize them. I mean, these guys have been cycling through. Today, Tyler Mosienko got called back up to the AHL. He's one of their best point producers. But Adam Miller is back down, a kid, Ray, you're familiar with. You know, got a lot of family around here. We did a story about him up in Summerlin. So look for him. He's got to have, you know, he's got to start putting some points on the board, and he's back down from the AHL. So, you know, and some of the veteran guys, the Ferraro twins, Sean Owens, you know, these guys, you know, Limpright, they've been here a while. They know the deal. They know this is the home stretch, and all they got to do is get in the playoffs. I think they get in the playoffs, it's a dangerous team no matter where they're seated.
Yeah, anything could happen. And I just think getting back to the Orleans and back to familiar setting and the fans, I credit the administration with the team. They're giving out the rally towels. They understand what an important stretch it is. Welcome back, boys. Here you go. Go out there and jam somebody into the glass.
Yeah, exactly. And this trip, too, this wasn't like, hey, we were down in Phoenix for a week. They went to Idaho, to Phoenix, to Stockton, to Ontario, to Bakersfield, then all the way up to Alaska. I mean, that's incredible. So now they're back. They've had a full week to rest. They got back, you know, Monday. Full week to rest, practice up. They've got to win. Let's see, they got five home games. I say they got to win four of them.
Well, that's a lofty expectations for a team that's gone through such an awful losing streak. Great job covering the team for LasVegasSun.com. We love having you here on Hockey Talk. And the fans, they love listening to you. Great work. That does it, folks. We'll see you out at the Orleans this week and Friday. Go get yourselves a towel. You're listening to Hockey Talk on LasVegasSun.com.